Oh, hi. It's you. Back to the window? I can't right now. I'm trying to meet an office deadline. Well, I care what I'm doing, even if you don't. Oh. Yes, I do want to see you naked. Alright, I'm heading to the window now. I guess I can come up with an excuse as to why I was late on this assignment. Daddy ate my homework. Here I am. I can see you. Oh, you tease. You aren't naked. Yeah, there's a chair here. You want me to sit? Well, that's kind of you. Okay. So, I've been thinking about that question you texted me before. Alright. I know it's completely cliche to say that I just love giving head, but I really do. I love receiving also, but if I had to choose between giving or receiving only, I would give. And the outdoors thing? Yes. It really does turn me on. Alright, so day 4. What kind of horrible tease do you have planned for me today? You want to have show and tell? I don't know what that means. Well, I could tell you a story that relates to my love of fooling around outdoors. And shows my love for giving head. Is that what you mean? No. So, how should I show you? Oh, hon, I've been single for a while. Of course I have a good dildo. And some other toys. Are you sure you wouldn't rather actually feel my oral skills on your real cock instead of watching me perform fellatio on my dildo? Lockdown. Oh, fuck. Not coming for 3 days just has me so needy. Alright. I'll grab my dildo. Do you, mind if I take off these shorts, my Daisy Dukes, for you while I'm up? I mean, they slide off so easily. Thank you. Oops. I'm not wearing any panties. May I touch myself? Okay. So I can touch myself when I'm telling you? Oh, and you're going to touch when I show. Wow. Wait, does that mean I'm going to finally get to see your cock? Please. I hope it's that soon. I really want to see you set it free. But shit, I plan to enjoy this as long as you let me. Yes, I know the routine. Keep my fingers busy in my wet, slippery pussy and ride the tingly edge, keeping this tension high. You don't even need to tell me anymore that coming is forbidden. This is so frustrating. You're so very cruel to me. But then again, I do keep answering the phone every single time you call. Even when you woke me up yesterday. Okay. I almost feel silly sitting here in this shirt with no bottoms on. Well, yeah, it does fit nicely. Maybe too nicely. I think you can see from over there. The buttons on my shirt are threatening to pop any minute now. No, I'll leave them done up the way it is, just to preserve my modesty. Yes, of course I'm wearing a bra. I'm all class. Wait, I wasn't wearing any panties, though. Does that make a difference? Oh. And you can see this toy here, right? Well, I picked it. Because I think it's about the same size as you. At least from what I can tell from checking out your bulge. And look, see? It's got this little sucky bit here, so I can put it on the window. And it'll stay in position at just the right height. That'll come in handy later. I told you. I'm classy. Are you going to sit down also, or just keep standing there? Okay. I think I'm going to put my phone on speaker also, just in case I want to use both hands. You know, while you're letting me play with myself. Okay. Time to tell my story. Okay, so I thought I would still tell you a story about this time I was out at a bar. I see you're beginning to rub your cock while you're listening. Are you going to show it to me soon? It was a hot summer night, and I had on those very shorts that I just took off, and a pair of heels, showing off my legs to full effect. And I had a shirt kind of like this one on, knotted at the midriff. Yeah, I guess it was a little slutty. But with a body like this, you're only young once, right? Well, as you can imagine, there were no shortage of guys around me. The legs, getting a lot of looks. And I like the attention sometimes, but there was this shy guy in the corner, and I fancied a bit of a challenge. You know, finding something innocent to corrupt. Now that I think about it, he actually looked a little bit like you. I mean, the hair was different. He's wearing glasses. Younger too, I think. Oh, you know, I don't actually know how old you are, though, do I? Who cares? Age is just a number, right? You know, like the number 4? The number of days you've kept me edging without coming? Anyway, he was actually about to go when I sat up next to him, and I got the sense he'd probably up and leave unless I spoke to him. So I said hi, and he relaxed a little, and we got to talking. We were just chatting at the bar, having a drink. just like what we were. Two people out on their own. Oh. It turned out he was only in town for one night at some sort of a computer conference. We were mostly talking about movies and the shit TV he'd been watching in his hotel room. And he must have said something funny because I laughed. And as I laughed, I went to brush his leg with my hand to let him know to keep talking, that he was headed in the right direction. But, well, that cocktail I'd been drinking must have gone to my head or something, because I meant to brush his knee, but I went a little higher by accident, and my forefinger brushed across a big bulge near his thigh. Well, as you know by now, when I see a big bulge like yours, things start to get a little heated for me. And sometimes I just can't help myself. So imagine what I do when I'm touching one. My head was very quickly spinning with the possibilities. I casually undid one of the buttons on my shirt, just like this, to show a little more of my boobs, and I leaned over, squeezing them together with my arms so he could get an eyeful of cleavage and the suggestive promise of my nice, firm tits. I whispered in his ear. I don't care about movies now. I'm just really interested in what you're hiding down there. Please take me out the back right now and show it to me. I promise I'll suck it for you, Daddy. He gulped. It was really quite sweet. I could tell something so nakedly brazen like that had never happened to him before. It looked like he couldn't speak. Undid another button so he could get an even better look. My tits were nearly popping out of my silky bra. A bit like they are right now for you. Oh! His eyes were nearly popping out of his head. A little like yours have been this week. Does it feel nice stroking it like that? Don't you want to take it out for me? Yes. I'm staying right up at the edge. Can you hear it in my voice? I know. You might stop me any minute. So, shit. I told him to follow me to the alley out the back of the bar. I slid off the bar stool. I could feel my pussy was wet as I did so. Oh God, I was glad I wasn't wearing any panties. I went in front so he could see my ass swaying in these tiny little shorts in front of him. I thought for a second he'd run and hide in the men's room, but I knew he wanted it badly. Just like I hope you do now, too. Luckily, I turned around, and he was still there. obviously no. He was no fool. Once we were out there, it was dark, and there wasn't much light, but at least it wasn't filthy. Well, no filthier than my mind, anyway. I pushed him up against the wall, and I kissed him on the lips, but just once. I really wasn't there for kissing. I had my hand on his pants, reaching for the zipper. I could feel he was already hard down there, just like I can see you are now. And I wanted his cock out in the open. Please, can I see you? Oh God, like I wish yours was, please. Please. I slipped my hand into his pants and put my fingers around it and gave it a gentle tug. Oh God, it twitched in my hands. And he let out a gasp. I looked him in the eye. Our faces were still really close together. Close enough that he could feel my breath and smell my perfume. I pulled his cock out into the night air. It was nice and big. Just like this toy here. I can see you reaching for your zipper. Are you gonna let me see that cock? Take it out. Please? Oh, wow. It looks amazing. Yours is just like this one here in my hand. And just like his was. Oh, I can't wait to get my... mouth on it. So then I dropped to my knees. Oh, like this. Oh, fuck. Damn it. So, I guess now that you have that beautiful cock in your hands and you're slowly stroking it, this is where you want me to show? Do I really have to stop playing? Okay. I'll take my hands off my pussy while I show you how I suck this cock. Please, keep touching yourself, though. I want your pleasure almost as much as I want mine. Eye contact is very important now, isn't it? This window allows me to look right across at you, watching your reactions. While I'm toying with this cock, teasing it with my lips. Licking it. I know you'll see if I break the rules. While I'm running my tongue up and down the underside of the shaft. And up to tickling the head. Mm. I imagine you'd be very disappointed in me if I broke the rules and came now. Especially... I'm rolling the tip of my tongue around the big, swollen head of this cock. Thinking if I can manage to keep my hands off this sopping wet cunt of mine, we can stay friends like this. I mean, I want us to be the best of friends, so, you know, special friends. So instead, I'll just keep looking across at you deep into your eyes. So that I could have a chance sometime. I'll do the same to your cock and... take it. Into... my mouth, right? Needless to say, I gave that lucky guy a blowjob he will never forget. No one disturbed us all the time we were there. I even undid the rest of my shirt like this. Pulled my breasts free of my bra as I sucked that sexy cock. Just to improve the show even further. Spin him into a world of pleasure. Oh God, it felt so deliciously dirty. Oh, yes, baby. I wish you could touch them too. But social distancing. You can't touch me. I have to just sit here. Watching you. My pussy aching to come. Come so fucking hard. I'm thinking about you in my mouth. Your knees buckling just like his did when he filled my mouth up with his load in that alley. Oh, don't get jealous now, Daddy. I never fucked him. Although, with that cock, I almost wish I had. You, on the other hand... I might get lucky someday. I'm only just over here after all. I want your cum so badly. Oh. Did you enjoy the story?
Oh, fuck. Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for giving me permission to touch myself again. Oh, I'm still so fucking wet. No, don't go. You're leaving? No, I won't ruin it. I'm so close to my reward. Please. I promise to be a good girl, Daddy. So I can earn my reward tomorrow. Yes, sir. I will put on my blue bikini when I wake up in the morning. And I will be very anxiously awaiting your call. Fuck. Damn it. You're right. I should get back to work. I really do need to finish this project. Stay safe. And I promise I won't come.